Yep.
He's got headphones on, so he's not here.
Okay. Get the podium.
Yes, but turn around. It's right, there's a podium right behind you. Right behind you. And then go around it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Employment Workshop FCB 2015. Are y'all having a good day?
Yes.
Ma'am?
Before you get started, don't you have to pull up and close the door because
Thank you.
Yeah, they're all sitting in the back.
Those of you who are in the back, you might want to move up to the front, please, where you can hear better. There's a lot of noise outside. You can hear? Okay,
yeah,
good. Very
we
well.
Did a sound check.
Just a little bit. Okay. Well, I want to introduce to you Mr. Don Hendricks from the Brevard Achievement Center, and he's going to provide us with some very valuable information. Thank you for coming, Don.
Okay. Thank you. As she said, I'm Don Hendricks. I work for Brevard Achievement Center. It's a nonprofit organization, and it's in Brevard County. And we have 13 counties that we're responsible for working with people that are SSI or SSDI, and we work through a Social Security grant. Well, I've been doing this since 2001, but in 2012, because of some problems they had with Congress or something, they stopped the WIPA program for about a year, and then they brought us back. Well, in 2015, they're going to go to a competitive grant, so I had to write a new grant and get it in before 30 March, and now I'm waiting for them to make the decision. Is Brevard Achievement Center or some other organization writes a better grant or whatever. So I'm sort of in a flux situation. I really do not know how much longer I'll be working, but I will tell you all the issues about if you're going back to work, if you're getting SSI, SSDI, and I will answer any of the questions that you have. Basically, the grant, if we're approved, you can look on the computer, ticket to work, and look under the WIPA program, and they'll tell you who's going to be here after August. But right now, it's me, so that's my introduction. So I just wanted to let you know that the situation is unsettled right now. But after June, they should make the decision, and then after that, we will continue to work. And right now, we got 13 counties in Florida. I'm responsible for Orange County, and if anybody calls the Ticket to Work helpline, toll-free, they will refer them to Florida, New Jersey, wherever they're living, and I get the referrals on the computer, and then I start working with them or anybody that's getting SSI or SSDI that wants to go to work, they can call me. And it's totally free because we're getting paid by Social Security on the Social Security grant as long as they continue to approve me. But basically, I'll start off with SSI. Anybody here getting SSI? Supplemental? Okay. If you go to work, the first $85 you actually earn, you need to report to Social Security, and they will adjust your SSI check. And it's you make $85, they will reduce it by a dollar for every two. So you make your $87th dollar a month. And let's say you're getting $733, the full benefit rate, they will reduce that by a dollar for each one. They're not taking it away, they're just reducing it. And if you don't tell Social Security, report that you were attempting to work, they will eventually, after about 6 months, understand you have an overpayment. And then they will send you a letter, and you have to go through the process of waiving it or going to a lesser payment where you pay 10 or 50 or 20 or maybe $50, depending on how much money you have. And so it's important to communicate with Social Security if you are attempting to work. And if you do call me or the WIPA programs, they can help you report it to Social Security, trying to help you prevent the overpayment. But that's SSI, and then the SSDI, Social Security Disability Insurance. If you've been working before you became disabled, you get work credits. And I guess it's about $2,400 if you had a high-paying job, paid a lot of taxes. That would be what you would get in Social Security. But some people are only getting $100 because they didn't work that much. And if you meet all the requirements for SSI, meaning can't have more than $2,000 to get SSI, then you can be a concurrent beneficiary. You get SSI and SSDI, and it all equals out to about $743 a month. And that's what you get to meet your living and food arrangements or whatever. On the SSI, SSDI, you earn the right to the SSDI, and you can basically, you don't have to worry about how many resources you have. SSI, you can't have more than $2,000. SSDI, you can win the lotto, and it won't bother you. You've earned the right to that SSDI. So that's a quick picture of basically what I deal with, and I get referrals from you or from the Ticket to Work helpline, and I attempt to help you understand. And if you are working, I work with you long range and help you prevent getting into an overpayment situation. Okay, now the SSDI. Substantial gainful activity comes into play with the SSDI. And right now, anybody other unless you're blind, and Social Security acknowledges that your primary disability is blindness, it's $1,090 for anyone else. But if they figure that you are blind, you can make $1,820 for the rest of 2015. And if you stay underneath that, you keep your entire SSDI check. So reporting your income is important with SSI because you can make $85 a month. They were going to affect your SSI. $733 is the full benefit rate. SSDI, you can report it every 3 months. But then once you use up trial work period, SSDI, you can work in unlimited. You're testing your ability to work when you're on SSDI. If you make 780 services, they are thinking you are testing your ability to work. So every month that you work, gross income, you make 780, they subtract a trial work period. And then once you have used up your trial work period, you can still work. But if you're blind, you can make $1,820 a month. And then they've got some other work incentives that we deal with. IRWI, impairment-related work expenses, and I will help you apply for that. And if you're paying, like transportation, if you're blind, you have to pay somebody to help you to get to work. If you keep those receipts, you can turn them into Social Security, and Social Security, unfortunately, they're the umpire. If they agree, then you can actually make a little more than the 1820. Because the receipts will let you go and make higher than the SSDI, the substantial gainful activity. But SSDI, if you work, they're going to count. Yes, you have a question?
Is it true that if you have a service vehicle, then how should you change from your job? You can deduct any expenses that occur with the service
animal as well? Yes, that's impairment-related work expenses. That's any money that you pay to help you to go to work, or even to live, then if you keep the, you know, like if you have to take your dog to get vaccinations or a veteran or veterination or whatever. I get confused. I'm a veteran and I end up veterinarian. I end up speaking a little out of tune there. But yes, if you keep those receipts and Social Security approves that early, but yes, it's for sure a animal is going to be, even the food and everything for him. You keep those receipts, and that will allow you to make a little more than 1820. But 1820 is the substantial gainful activity for anybody that's blind. Any other questions? Yeah. Okay.
And I also got a third-party work benefit. That's going to disappear in about 2 years, which is when I will be back in the workforce, most likely, which would be kind of funny to need to go back to work when you turn 65.
Well, it's really full retirement age is 66. When, then you're retired. Then all these rules I'm talking about, you can work, and it won't affect you.
But I was just wondering, when that benefit drops off, is there a possibility that my Social Security might go up?
Now, what are you talking about? You workers' comp or something, or
no,
that
third-party medical sick leave?
Okay.
That's going to disappear when I retire. Technically, I'm still
okay.
Okay.
Well, they're probably, if they consider that as workers' compensation for you, if that ends, then they will boost whatever you're going to be losing. They're going to give you that back in SSDI. That's one of the, that's the one system that they say they will not let you double dip in getting your workers' comp and SSI. So they will reduce what you're getting. But right.
And then this third party made up the difference for what I was entitled to when I left work.
Okay, so they reduced the SSDI that you were getting to balance it out.
No, I got the award from the SSDI first.
Okay.
And then there was a total amount of money that the company determined that I was due at that time of retirement or when I, because I was disabled.
Okay. And your SSDI, did that remain the same for you from the time you first applied?
Yeah. I was wondering if when that one disappears, if there's a chance that they might increase that.
They usually move you back up to the full SSDI rate if you're getting income from another due to a disability. But just, I'll give you my phone number, and I'll do some more research on that for you. But workers' comp, I've had some other people that were getting workers' comp, and they come back and say, you can't keep your old SSDI check. We need to reduce the workers' comp, and it comes out even, and if you keep getting it, then they say you have an overpayment. Several of them have had that, but
this case is not a workman's compensation. In reality, it's a,
okay.
It's paid by a third party. It's paid by a third party insurance company.
Well, that's like if you were a vet and you're getting a claim, they don't. That's a third party, but that doesn't affect the SSDI. But workers' comp and insurance, they will. I'll research that for you. But basically, you can definitely work with SSI or SSDI. And there's some rules. I mean, I've just got some 2015 red books, but I haven't got any in increased printing or anything, and I really don't have the I can't even tell them that I'm going to be continuing working WIPA until this grant is approved. So, but I have some red books, and it'll tell you about page 28 and 29 tells you about the trial work for the SSDI, Social Security Disability Insurance, and we can always, I can always help you with that if you go to work. But that's really the main program, is if I'm working. Okay. And, yes?
Sorry, what was the time frame again for when you will know whether you're working or not?
Okay. I had to, everybody had to submit a grant by 30 March, and I got mine in, but I have no clue. It could be five other organizations that want to take this part of Florida. But Social Security is supposed to make the decision supposedly June or July, and the grant runs out in August. So I'll be working until July, but it depends on which part of Florida that you live in. If you're into 13 counties, you can deal with me. If there's three other organizations, one's up in Jacksonville, Center of something to do, the Center of Independent Living or something. And then you've got one in Tampa Bay, Source, used to be Ability One, but now it's Ability something, but now it's Source. And then Center of Independent Living in Orlando, they won the grant for Miami. So they might be trying to get Orlando back, and I might end up with Miami, who knows, or some other organization. But we should know by June or July.
Thank you.
And, but how many of you are getting Social Security Disability Insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you can definitely do that. There is page 13 of the Red Book, there's a benefits planning query, benefit BPQY, and they can help you verify your situations. It's a SSA form 2459 if you want to call the toll-free number. And they will send that to you, and it will tell us, it's a blueprint picture of your benefits. And on the second page, it says SSDI work activity. And they keep track of how many trial work periods you've used. And once you've used them all, then the substantial gainful activity threshold, the 1,820 for if you're blind, or 1,090 for any other disability, it comes into play. And if you stay under that, you always keep your check. But yes, but your IRWIs could actually make you make a little higher than 1,020. And whatever job, your supervisor, if you got a good supervisor that makes concessions because of your disability, they can basically say, okay, in reality, she's only making 80% of her paycheck. So that would boost you over the SGA by 20 more percent. They wouldn't count it. They only count exactly what you're earning in your check. But that's page 17 of the Red Book. It's subsidy and special conditions. But they're the two primary reasons that you could actually make higher than the substantial is an IRWI, and then subsidy and special conditions would be the only two that you could actually make over the substantial gainful activity. Yes? It's $1,820. Every October, the Social, well, the powers in Washington, D.C. get together and they determine if we're going to have a cost of living increase. Takes effect New Year's Day. They also will figure it out if they're going to increase the substantial gainful. Last year, it went up about $20 because if you other than blind, you can make 1,070. Now it's 1,090. And blindness, it was 1,800, it went up to 1,820. So in October, they will make that decision. Yes?
Where should someone go to find jobs? Because it's not that easy when you're...
Okay. I work through the grant, the WIPA. If you've got the job or you want planning on getting a job, I will tell you about it. The employment networks, they are paid for by Social Security, and they will help you find jobs. If you're blind, it's usually the Division of Blind Services who, and if anybody else, it's the Vocational Rehabilitation, and they've got about four or five offices in this area that work vocational rehab. But the Division of Blind Services, they're supposed to be able to help you find employment. Well, they've got some other employment networks. You can always call them, but I don't know if they're good helping you. They'll probably tell you to respond to the Division of Blind Services, and they're around the county. So I got a couple of them, or one in general, in the that handles Daytona Beach and Brevard County. I think it's, I can't remember his name. Gia, it starts with a G. It's an Italian guy. But he helps you find jobs, supposedly. I'm not into helping you get the job. I'm here just helping you. If you get a job, how it's going to affect your benefits. Yes. Have you ever contacted them or?
Oh,
okay. Yeah, well, that's usually the people that have visual impairment or blindness. They are dealing with Division of Blind Services because VR wants them to work there, and because they're specialized more in helping you find it, supposedly.
VR also, I don't know if I'm sorry, raise my hand.
Okay, I go ahead.
people don't realize that VR, if you have a secondary disability.
Yes.
Say like I'm blind.
Yes.
Okay, say I have a secondary disability, called like, let's say, I'm just going to throw an example, a diabetes condition or something, anything like that. You can be a client of GVR and blind services.
Okay.
That's correct.
And
yes.
It's all located throughout the state of Florida.
Correct.
So wherever you live, you can access that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got three offices in Brevard County for VR. And there's a bunch of them here in the Orlando area. But all 67 counties in Florida are serviced by vocational rehabilitation. So, yeah, if you got more than one disability, yeah, they probably would help you. And then you got two organizations helping you find employment. Anybody else have any other questions?
I have one,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
How do you receive the referrals? These are all other agencies, mm-hmm. doctor's offices, employers.
Okay, well.
The primary source of the referrals you receive.
Okay. People. Anybody that's receiving SSI or SSDI, if they look on the internet and they get the phone number, they can find out what state, what part of the state, and they will give you the number to contact the WIPA. And I get a bunch of calls that way. We also have a Ticket to Work helpline, in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I get referrals at 7 o'clock here because I'm at Eastern sign time, but you can contact us that way. If a doctor knows about the program and tells a patient and they call me, we can work with them as long as they're getting SSDI or SSI and they're thinking about going to work, then we can continue to help them work. Hopefully they'll meet their work goals. But that's how we're getting the referrals anywhere right now. As long as Social Security approves us or whoever else, that's how they would start getting the referrals.
About how many referrals a year do you process?
I get a lot of calls.
Thousands? I mean, hundreds?
Well, it's hundreds. I actually talk with people about almost 100 a month. Now, they're not. They just want information. If I go to work, how much can I make? Some of them actually are interviewing for jobs. Some of them actually have a job. And then if they're working, then I will be more approaching them a little bit. My priority is for if you're working. But if you're not, I talk to a lot of people. I probably, the whole 13 counties, we've got about four and a half certified people, and we've gotten about 1,000 a month. So it's about 12,000, but I'm just talking to them. I might only talk to them one time. Right. I just tell them about the program. But the ones that more, it's probably about 30 or 40 that I actually are working with.
Do you know if the Ticket to Work and the other website locations are accessible for people who use screen readers, that's user-friendly?
Yes, yeah, Social Security definitely makes all those concessions. But I deal with blindness. I deal with people with hearing impairments. Any disability, I end up working with them. But about 40 a month we actually are working with. And right now I got about a little over 400 that we're actually there working or attempting to work. And the Ticket to Work helpline sends us referrals, but we still have to try to contact them and get in touch with them. But that's about 300. So we got 429, to be correct, that we're working with, 30. But we talk to a lot more people that they will call me back if they're starting to go to work or something like that. But it's basically up to them. You guys are the captain of your ship. If you want to go to work, I listen to you, whatever you want to do. But I talk to everybody that calls us.
Are there any time limitations as to how long someone's case is active, so to speak?
No. Anybody that calls, and we put them into the Social Security, the grant, because we had to get security clearances. Everybody that's what I'm doing, we had to get a security sponsored by Social Security. We had to go through a security clearance. And then we have to document the people we're working with. And if they first call, they call the Ticket to Work helpline, they go right in there into the whatever you call it. I call it the minor leagues. You got the major leagues, you got the minor league. They go into that, and they can stay there a long time because that person at Salt Lake City that talked to him wanted them into the system. And they're all sponsored by Social Security. And then so I'll always work with them if they call me back, but the ones that are really working are the ones that we're really supposedly spend most of our time with.
How many representatives does your office have? Just yourself for 13 counties?
Okay, it's me, and we've got three full-time CWICs community work incentive counselors, and you had to go through all that training to get it. And I got one part-time. So it's 4.5, and we're trying to cover, right now, 13. We're applying with this new grant for 15 counties, because that's what they told us to apply for. So
you do from Orlando to where?
Okay.
Right now,
got 13 counties, West Palm Beach, or Palm Beach County, Martin, St. Lucie, Okeechobee, Kissimmee, Osceola County, Orange, Seminole, Volusia, Daytona Beach area, Flagler, Putnam, and Lake. And with this new grant, we're supposed to be taking Lake, Sumter, and then a couple of counties west of Okeechobee. But that depends on if they approve us or whatever. Then I'll learn it. Yes. If they get approved, yes. If they're writing.
Are we on
Winter Park?
I live in Lee County.
Okay.
And the Center for Independent Living is actually a satellite of Broward.
Okay. And Broward is.
Miami.
They handle that in the. But that depends on Social Security. I have no issues. Whatever Social Security approves is basically, but I got to let everybody know that there's going to be some changes starting. Yes?
Does the time that you work under ticket to work increase your order?
Oh, yes. If you get a job, ticket to work is it's mainly a publicity program. They will protect you if you, everybody has to go through a medical evaluation every 3 to 7 years. If you have an open ticket with an employment network, you're immune from going through that medical evaluation until they close the ticket to work case. So that's the real work incentive, that the ticket to work. But all in all, it's just encouraging people to attempt to work. But if you find a job on your own and you start paying taxes, you get the same work credits or the incentives as anybody else. You're paying yourself if you work either way. And it's up to you. I mean, it depends on how much you're getting in Social Security. You just got to make the decision, do I make greater than 1,090? And Social Security is going to want that check back, or do I stay underneath it and supplement it? But you're paying yourself either way. Every year they will calculate your work credits. Yes?
For instance, on the SSDI, and let's say you go out and look for a job, and let's say you're earning, let's say, arbitrarily $3,000 a month. Obviously, your SSDI will fall away completely, I would assume. But at that point, let's say the job doesn't last. What then happens?
Well, okay. It depends on, is this the first job you ever had, or have you worked it, have you used up your trial work period? Okay. Well, you get the trial work period, which is 9 months to test your ability. So you can work full time. They're not going to bother your check. Once you've used up the 9 months, then they're going to look at the substantial gainful, the $1,820. And if you're underneath that, you're always going to keep your Social Security check. But let's say you're what, $3,000 a month? If you're making $3,000, eventually they're going to stop your check, but you're paying more taxes into the system. And if you have to get back on, you're actually going to be making more money in your SSDI check. from working. But nobody's going to take it away if you're working, no matter what disability you have. And that's part of the work incentives, and that's what I will help people with, is if you want to go to work, you can. And that's really what the ticket to work is, encouraging people to use these work incentives. But it's basically, you're still the captain of your ship. I mean, if you want to work and you want to work more, you can do that. But I'm just telling you the rules, and I will help you, and the WIPA program. Okay, on page 28 is the trial work period. You can test. Only if you make 780, that's the services threshold, do they even count. They're not consecutive, and you got 5 years in order to utilize the trial work period. Okay? Once you use the trial work period, all 9 months up within 60 months, then they start looking at the substantial gainful activity. And in your situation, you can make $1,820. If you're making greater than that, they will actually stop your check because you're over the SGA. But there's 3 more years consecutive period called the extended period of eligibility. And for any reason, if you cannot make the substantial gainful, you tell Social Security and they will give you your check right back. But let's say if you're very successful and you're working for 5 or 6 years, then they will probably make you reapply for benefits. But you're pretty well protected for about 4 years. It's easy to get back on it. And if you've never worked, you've got more than 4 years, depends on how quickly you use the trial work period. But it's easy to get back on if you've never worked before. Yes. Yes.
So if I understand what you just said correctly, you can go to work.
Yes.
Make quite a bit of money.
Yes. Right.
And your benefits with Social Security,
yeah,
will just continue.
Right. You'd notify Social Security because if you're actually working and you're making greater than the $1,820, they're going to eventually stop your check. But if for some reason you are not making $1,820, you tell Social Security that, hey, I'm not making it, they will give your check back. You know, probably about 30 days because they work a little slow. They got to punch the button and you get your check back. But you will get you. That's part of the work incentives, and that's the reason we're out here talking about them. You can definitely work. Yes.
The trial work period you said was 9 months.
Right.
Does that be consecutive employment for 9 consecutive months? No.
Right.
So your 9 months can be in any combination.
Right.
And then once you make the 9.
Right. Let's say you started working, and after 2 months and you stop working, you've only used 2 trial work periods. And remember, you got 5 years. If you use all 9 months up, they're gone. But if you don't, you can go back to work 4 years later, you still have 7 months. Because you used one at that first job. But they're not consecutive, the trial work period. And if you don't use them all in 60 months, they can regenerate and you can get them right back. And then there's another thing, the extended period of eligibility. If you get back on your program that way, you get your new trial work period after 24 months if you get on there with expedited reinstatement. But you've got 5 years to use up the 9 months, and if you haven't, they regenerate and you start getting them back again. you do the trial work period. So you got plenty of time to test your ability to work. Yes. What kind of insurance are you talking about?
Medicaid.
Oh, you got Medicaid. You're getting SSI?
No.
So you're getting SSDI and you're like a Medicaid buy-in with the state of Florida?
I have either SSI or SSDI. So that's why I was wondering how it works because I plan to apply for that next week.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends on how... Have you worked for a while and now you're...
I had a temporary job. I'm still looking. But I don't know. It depends if I can get one or not. But I've been applying for the job.
Okay. You can... Well, I advise everybody to apply. You can do that on the computer if you're computer literate. Or you can call the Ticket to Work helpline. And you call the Ticket to Work helpline, and they will actually call you on the phone, and you can apply for Social Security, SSI, SSDI. Do you live in this? Where do you live? Where? Miami? Well, I'll give you my card, and you can call me, and we can talk. But you can definitely apply for benefits. And... I will talk to you. I don't want to, I guess we're getting close to the end here, but I will talk to you. After this is over, we'll talk with you. And it's about how do you apply. I've been through this with a lot of people, so I can help you. Okay.
What's usually the length of time from when they actually contact you to find out something? Actually receive anything from Social Security? Months or?
For what? If they're trying to get on benefits?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you can talk. You talk to them, then Social Security will determine if they are going to allow you to move forward. They send you to the disability determinators. Mm-hmm. They got them all over the state. They're not actually Social Security workers. They, because they don't want that conflict of interest, and then they determine if you're disabled. And if they're disabled, they will.
Well, if you're legally blind, then you're automatically disabled.
Oh, for sure, but they still make you go through it.
It's much quicker, though.
Yeah, if you get SSI, you would probably get money quicker. If you're getting SSDI, I think they got like 5 months once they finally determine you're disabled, but then you start receiving your first check. And that's entitlement, date of entitlement. You get your check, date of onset is the date they figured you are disabled. Well, if anybody does have any questions, they can always, I'll stick around for a while. And if not, I guess I'm pretty well going to wrap this up because I got a feeling we got another visitor here at 12 or something. Okay, go to lunch.
Yeah, the green goblet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I guess that pretty well wraps up. Do you want to say anything?
No, just thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your energy and information.
I enjoy talking with you.
Hey, does everybody have a number in here?
Yeah.
Does everybody have a number?
Tickets?
Yes.
Yes.
No. Okay, so do y'all mind if I give a door prize away real quick?
No.
It's
what we get in the morning?
Yeah, okay.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah, what we got this morning?
Yes.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. Let's do it.
Okay, it's an Outback car for $25.
Outback car.
I'm going to call two numbers because that way if somebody don't have it, I'll give somebody twice.
All right, Richard.
All right, so we got 4, 11 is the last three.
11.
Yeah. All right, what about 0, 4, 5? I'll call one more number.
Come on. I got 0, 4, 5.
Who has 0, 4, 5? Let me see it.
Question. Keep back there making a game.
We have a winner. Hold that one away for you. Yes, those are the winners. No, yeah. No, both of those away. Yeah, because that way I don't call it again. This one is 0, 4, 5. Come get your.
Hey, where'd you go?
Right here. Do you want me to go down back for you?
I want you to go. Huh? Yes.
You want me to go down back for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
She'll be there.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure because you left.
Okay, we're all done.
Thank you.
And there you have it, everybody. It's a legislative, the unemployment seminar. And you might want to tune back in at 1:30 this afternoon for the annual legislative seminar. And after the legislative seminar tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to have the awards dinner from 7 to 9. And that will be our complete streaming schedule for today.
But if you want to find a job, you can definitely do that. No, nothing's going to stop you. But if they